Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We will have a high around 77. Right now in Kenosha, it's 66 degrees, 69 in Burlington, Milwaukee 69, still 68 here in Racine. Former Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Zeff has been recommended for a one-year suspension of his license to practice law by retired Racine County Circuit Court Judge Dennis Flynn, who was a referee in a case alleging misconduct referenced Zeff's handling of evidence in a homicide. The case for which two men were convicted received greater attention when a now former police officer, Kyle Bars, admitted planting evidence. Zeff was accused of not taking appropriate action on different levels. Judge Flynn, in addition to recommending the state Supreme Court suspend Zeff's license, also says that he should never again be allowed to prosecute a case in Wisconsin and should take classes on legal ethics. Zeff retired earlier this year after 7 years of his second stint as Kenosha DA. Vandalism is still a problem at Kenosha's Dream Playground, the community-built, million-dollar, fully accessible site at Petsky Park. At one point this week, there were three pieces of equipment out of commission due to vandals having cut straps or done other types of damage. This vandalism coming even with volunteer playground ambassadors stationed at the site each day until nightfall. Tammy Conforti, the driving force behind the project, telling a Kenosha City Council committee this week she thinks the problem is happening at night.
Recently, two people at the park informed one of our ambassadors that they overheard an older teenager tell another teenager not to park in the parking lot in the neighborhood on the street because after 10, the cops will see your car, they'll know we're in here, and they will give you a ticket. So the young teenagers have taken to parking in the neighborhoods to avoid being seen by police while they're in there after hours.
Parks Department Director Jeff Warnock suspected from the very start, he said, that the city would be dealing with vandalism at the playground. It has also gone, of course, through since corrected issues related to its construction, specifically the flooring. Police in Pleasant Prairie, in cooperation with the Sex Offender Registry Committee, informing the public about the September 1st release from prison of convicted offender Robert Atzett. He was incarcerated for first-degree sexual assault of a child, child enticement, and exposure, the victims including minor females associated with his family. He's being released to live at a residence in the 12100 block of 120th Court in Pleasant Prairie. Among the restrictions, no unsupervised contacts with minors. A Class B liquor license purchased by the City of Burlington from the Town of Burlington, approved by the Common Council this week for Matthew Allen and his plans to revitalize the vacant Coach's Building on Milwaukee Avenue. That would include a sports bar and grill named Burley Duck and with duck pin bowling. Discussion included Allen desiring the city's commitment before spending any more money on the project, said it's going to take at least 4 to 6 months to complete the needed work on Phase 1.
It's going to appeal to a slightly different audience. This is mini bowling. The lanes are 16 feet long. It's not as big a commitment. We don't have a ton invested in bowling balls and return lanes and you know all the mechanicals that are involved. We actually have pin setters that sit at the lanes, and this is more of a fun experience. Not that bowling's not fun. I enjoy bowling, but it will be one third of the segment of our business.
So you're saying
and it's resurging right now.
Alderman Tom Preisker urged license approval.
The building's been vacant for years, and it's in downtown, and we have a strategic initiative to improve the downtown. I think the limit to the number of licenses is completely not our issue at all. It's a state legislator and Tavern League issue, and if Wisconsin's really open for business, we'll have to press on the legislature and the Tavern League to change that. As long as we keep playing by their rules and keep holding a license back, then we handcuff ourselves and we never have an issue to press this with the legislature.
It was about 20 minutes of discussion, then the Burlington Council unanimously supported that liquor license going to Allen. And work scheduled to begin next Monday at the intersection of Highway 36 and Racine County Highway W in the town of Norway to improve the safety of that intersection. It's a $740,000 project to be completed by late fall, weather dependent. That $3 billion incentives bill for the Foxconn project was approved by the state assembly. Local leaders touting the potential number of jobs to be created over lingering questions about the impact for all taxpayers. Kenosha Democrat Todd Onstad still disappointed, though, about the rejected amendments offered by the Democrats.
Unfortunately, this is a bill which could have been made better by accepting some of these amendments. Unnecessary environmental concerns, restrictions rather, overly generous economic incentives, clawbacks, which don't adequately address taxpayers' concerns if this deal goes south.
He called Foxconn the biggest opportunity for job creation since the days of his city's auto industry. 7 hours worth of debate, the vote 59-30 in favor of the incentives plan. Racine's Corey Mason joining fellow Democrats Peter Barca and Onstead in backing that measure, though Mason noted there were many parts of the bill he doesn't like. Next comes the state Senate. Location for the Foxconn production facility still has not been announced, and with continued speculation, it might be here, it might be there, and that includes Mount Pleasant. The village board has scheduled a special meeting next Monday night to discuss what the agenda lists as approval of a contract for a project director for the village. Twice this week, the board met in closed session, agendas indicating it was about hiring an interim administrator, which is a position currently held by Police Chief Tim Zarzecki. Village President Dave DeGroot, in an email to WRJN News, says the project director would be involved in a Foxconn development for southeast Wisconsin and its related supply chain, as well as associated economic development coming with it. DeGroot adding that the project director will become an essential part of the village's development team and the position would, quote, possibly last as long as the project does, unquote. In the short term, he says that employee would also handle some of the administrative tasks while the search goes on for a permanent administrator. Wednesday night's Racine Common Council Committee of the Whole discussion about the collection of solid, bulky, green, and brown waste focused in on the immediate needs with the next month in implementation of the cart collection system, but also coming out that the current Kestrel Hawk landfill has roughly less than 7 years of remaining capacity at this point. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk had discussions with Republic Services, which owns the landfill, about what happens in the future. Well, they're going to talk about that some more. Says the siting on that front process could be about even less than the amount of time left for the landfill itself.
We then asked the question, okay, what if we simply permit an expansion of the existing landfill? And the answer was provided as 5 years. So as you can imagine, that's pretty alarming. And to the extent that we can, in fact, decrease the amount that we dispose of, then we can, in turn, hopefully increase the useful life of that landfill, or vice versa.
Palahniuk indicating the goal would be to extend the life or expand capacity, discussions now involving different stakeholders in the community. How to collect millions of dollars in delinquent property taxes in Kenosha County talked about at a county board committee of the whole meeting this week. Several of the supervisors suggesting ways that they could deal with the issue. The county treasurer, Terry Jacobson, said that a lack of staff and recently purchased software program that has not lived up to expectations still making it difficult for her office to collect the taxes. Since 2005, a total of about $6.6 million. Supervisor Jeff Gantz said the board just can't give this issue lip service and then walk out the door.
That's not acceptable in this situation. So, and I'm not even looking to go back and point fingers. We need a solution moving forward. So I would request that this goes on the next finance agenda before the budget, and we analyze and we get somebody from IT in there. So maybe we need to go to a different program. Maybe we need to do something to modify it. I have no idea. I'm not IT. I can't micromanage that. But there has to be a solution here, because this is unacceptable.
Supervisor Terry Rose said the county finance department has offered to work with the treasurer, trying to help clear up the backlog on the back taxes. And the Racine Public Library Board supporting expanded bookmobile time in the village of Sturtevant while making some adjustments to the current schedule elsewhere. Still in discussion, maybe Sturtevant having its own library site. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.